Chapter 10. Table Chart Questions. 1. Computer Science.
Phishing. As a growing number of companies rely on the Internet for one or more aspects of their businesses, the prevalence of phishing scams has markedly increased. Phishing can be defined as an attempt by a computer user to gain another user's sensitive information by impersonating a trustworthy website. This sensitive information, which may include passwords, bank account numbers, and personal identification numbers, can then be used to steal the victim's money or even appropriate their identity. Phishing scams are often very convincing. Those behind the scams frequently create websites or emails that exactly imitate the form of a trusted site. This reduces the likelihood that a victim will recognize it as a fraud. Thus, both computer users and members of government have recognized phishing as a serious new threat to the safety of private information. A number of measures have been introduced to reduce the incidence of phishing scams. These solutions, which include education for computer users and legislation by federal governments, are the first step in protecting sensitive information on the Internet. Educating computer users about threats posed by phishing can significantly increase their awareness of the vulnerability of online information. Due to the relatively recent emergence of phishing scams, many computer users are unaware that their information can be stolen through fake websites or emails. An organization called the Anti-Phishing Working Group has developed an online tutorial that teaches computer users to be cautious of email messages that urgently request personal information. Many similar websites also offer helpful tips for those hoping to learn how to avoid phishing scams. For instance, phishing scams often direct users to a website that looks authentic. However, the user can check the address bar on his or her browser to verify that the site has the same URL as the trusted site. Otherwise, the user will know that the site is fraudulent. In addition, many websites, including those of many major online businesses, stress the fact that an online business will never ask for personal information through email. Thus, users can immediately disregard such emails. Governments have also joined the fight against phishing scams. In particular, the U.S. government has developed legislation that targets phishers specifically. Those who are caught can now face fines and imprisonment. On March 1, 2005, the U.S. government created the Anti-Phishing Act of 2005. It proposed that criminals who develop fraudulent websites and email messages could be fined up to $250,000 and jailed for up to 5 years. In addition, governments are increasing their efforts to catch suspected phishers. A man was convicted in 2007 of sending fraudulent phishing emails to thousands of users of a popular online service provider. The courts did not take his offense lightly. He faces over 101 years in prison due to the many counts of fraud he was convicted of. Governments around the world hope that similar convictions will deter future phishers and reduce the overall frequency of phishing scams.